Now, the most dangerous road for children to walk to school. We're looking for the worst road in Northern Ireland, and we've certainly got one that is being highlighted here in just a moment. But I do want to emphasise something we touched on yesterday. Very simple things. One of these things you'll never remember, but I do want to bring it up again. There's a dog that's missing in East Belfast. You might think, oh my goodness, he's reading out about lost dogs. So this is a very, very special dog. And the Sydenham Victoria Park area, this is a dog. It's a cross between a collie and a German shepherd. So it's a pretty wee size of a dog, and it went missing about 3 days ago. It has a collar. It is chipped as well. So it has a collar. It is chipped. It went missing about 3 days ago. Now, we mentioned this on the programme yesterday, and there's a very special reason for getting this particular dog back to its owner. And we would love if you could just have a look, or if you think someone, a neighbour of yours, has come across this dog and is looking after it or whatever, very likely in the East Belfast area, certainly Sydenham, Victoria Park. But a lively dog like that could probably skip along to almost anywhere. I think the dog was black and white. I'm almost certain that the dog is black and white. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. That's the colour that's flashing across my screen now. So if you have found that dog in the past number of days, we'd really appreciate if you could give us a call. It's a seriously important reason why that dog is reunited with its owner. So 0289033105. Now, we're talking about the most dangerous road in Northern Ireland for children to walk to school, and certainly one of the contenders has to be the road to St Mary's High School at Brolla, which is near Beleek in Fermanagh. And I want to speak to Jane Weir, who's the chair of the Parents Council across there in the West. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Jane, this particular stretch of road, going by all descriptions, is very windy and bendy and overgrown with trees, and there's no footpath, and children have to travel to the school along the road. They used to have a bus, they don't have it now. Just give us the background to the story, first of all, Jane.
Well, basically, children have had bus passes to this school for the last 4 or 5 years. And parents were informed last week, last minute decision by the Education Authority, that those bus passes were withdrawn. So we've got about a quarter of the children that attend St Mary's High School without transport this morning to school. And as you've already alluded to, the route that the Education Authority are suggesting that they should walk along is not just unsafe, but it's dangerous. The Education Authority make a commitment to give children transport to school where it's unsafe to walk to school.
Is there a bus service that their parents could pay for?
There's no public transport in the area. I think there's one bus a week that people can get in a skillin on. Aside from that, there's nothing. Parents tried to get a taxis for their children yesterday to take them to school. There were no taxis available. The only way to get to school is either to walk or by private vehicle, their cars. And a lot of people don't have access to that. A lot of parents have other caring responsibilities for their children, and a lot of parents work and just aren't able to do it. And really, why should they? Because the Education Authority make a commitment to get their children to school when there's an unsafe route.
So there's a commitment right across Northern Ireland for children, regardless of how well off the parents are, or how many jobs the parents might hold down, or how busy the parents might be. The Education Authority picks up the tab because the road's windy and bendy.
Absolutely. The Education Authority's transport policy, Gavin Boyd, the chief executive, makes a commitment to get children to school, no matter what the distance, no matter what the income, no matter how close they live to the school, if the road is or the route is unsafe to walk to school. And there is only one route to St Mary's in Brolla, and it is the road that you've just described.
You know it better than I know it. So you describe it from, say, one child's home who lives 2 miles away until he or she arrives at the school gates. Walk us and talk us through it.
Okay, well, we as a group of parents and carers and children this morning attempted to walk that very route just to demonstrate to the Education Authority that it is unsafe, and we just weren't able to walk any further because it was a risk to the children. You will firstly walk across the main road that takes you from Inniskillen to Ballyshannon, which is a major road to cross. You will have a short footpath, and then we're into this windy, undulating, no footpath footpath road that at the best of times visibility is very poor. We have everything on that road from livestock, agricultural vehicles, cars, lorries, buses. As I say, it's the main road between Garrison and the lake, and I wouldn't walk it, and I would not ask a child to walk it. In fact, I challenge Mr. Boyd, come down and walk it yourself and see if you fail. We couldn't do it this morning.
Yeah, you've mentioned Gavin Boyd a couple of times. We have asked the Education Authority, indeed, to respond to us. As yet, we haven't had a response. That doesn't mean that they won't come back to us at some time during the programme. What's their main reason for removing the bus? Is it simply down to cost?
No, what they're saying is it's operational reasons. And in fact, as we were walking with 17 children this morning to school to try and make it to school, an Education Authority bus drove past us en route to St Mary's with one child on it, a 33-seater bus, and it was pitiful because our children were standing at the side of the road whilst this bus with one child on it drove to the school.
Yes, explain
that. To turn back.
Explain that, because that will surprise people who are listening. If the bus is coming from somewhere else and it's passing the children who are on the dangerous stretch of road and it's not stopping to pick them up, why is that?
We don't know. We have asked the Education Authority and they have said it is for operational reasons. They have had to redeploy buses that would have been allocated to St Mary's to elsewhere. One bus passed us with one child on it, another passed us with six children on it. And we've asked them, we can't understand it. We don't know what's changed. There was a fourth year child with us who's had a bus every year for the past 4 years, and then within a week's notice, the bus is removed. We don't know.
Is part of the argument you're too close to the school?
There is a stipulation that if you live 3 miles from the school, you're entitled to free transport. But there is the unsafe route eligibility that the Education Authority make a commitment to, that if the route to the school is unsafe, which this one certainly is, you're entitled to free transport. And that's a commitment that they make in their transport policy.
If they were prepared to stop the bus at the stop and collect the children, but the children had to pay, would the families be prepared to do that?
Well, I suppose that would be a matter for each individual family. But why should they, when that is a policy decision that has been made by the Education Authority? And the crux of this matter is children's safety. The children want to go to school. The parents and carers want them to go to school. And we've got an unsafe route, and a commitment is there. It is written in their policy, and it's provided right across the country. Why in particular has our school been singled out, our children been singled out to walk an unsafe route to school, a dangerous route to school?
What age are we talking about here?
Well, the children are first form to fifth form, so we have children as young as 11 up to 15, 16-year-olds. And what they're suggesting is, as we tried to do this morning, you've got parents walking with their children, but they've other children with them, with a lady with primary school children, a child in a pushchair, and her child that's coming or trying to get to his new secondary school.
However, I go back to this point about paying for the service, because there are children in Northern Ireland and it costs them money to leave their home to get to school. Not everyone has a free bus pass. Now, I understand the argument you're putting about the dangerous road that constitutes a free pass, and that you say that's replicated across the country. But the safety of the child is paramount. We're all agreed on that. So if the paying guaranteed the bus, surely the parents wouldn't question paying a couple of quid to deliver the children safely to St Mary's in Brolin.
Well, we were chatting this morning with the parents about how we would get the children to school, and I understand that one of the parents has gone off to a private coach company to see how much it would cost to organise a bus to take the children from Baleek to St Mary's. So there is a commitment from the parents to try and get their children to school. They want their children to be educated, but it seems slightly unfair that there's a commitment made by the Education Authority that doesn't apply here. So there certainly is a commitment to look at alternatives, but let's have equality in this.
It certainly seems strange that there's a bus driving past them. That would be the most annoying of all scenarios, mm-hmm. a bus driving past that isn't actually stopping. No doubt you will continue to pursue it. It's the first day or second day of term. Would you be hoping to get this, basically, would you be hoping to in some way get it settled over the next day or two, or is that not looking likely?
Well, we would love to get it settled over the next day or two. We were only informed about it last week. But what the Education Authority are telling us is that they need to come out and inspect the route. Seems strange that they provided bus passes for a route that they've never inspected before. However, they're saying they need to come out and inspect the route, and that will take anything between 2 and 4 weeks. So we are looking at probably a quarter of the school population at St Mary's perhaps not being able to make it to school for the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I did mean to ask you, how many children are we talking about here?
There's 86 children at the school in total, and we've had 19 children have been refused their bus passes. And just on that note, the Education Authority have done this quite arbitrarily, because there are some children that live within the 3 mile radius that have retained their bus passes. So there's clearly something that has gone amiss here as well, that's sort of added to the frustration of all of this.
Well, we're at a slight disadvantage here in the programme because we don't have the Education Authority's aspect on it.
Yep,
but I think we've exhausted every question that we can put to you. And no doubt, Jane, your eloquence is obvious and you believe in the campaign that is very much being launched there in the West in aid of those 19 families, because the children's safety is, of course, I think everyone will agree, including the Education mm-hmm. Authority, of paramount importance. But if we get reaction from the EA, we will bring it to you on the programme. Jane, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
And thank you very much for your time and attention. Thank you.
Not a problem. And we'll bring you updates as they unfold on that particular story. Because
what's
that
on your mind this morning? Always interested to hear from you. We have a reaction from the EA in relation to St Mary's across in Brohalla. So we'll have a look at that in a moment. Okay, you can pick up the phone. You can give us a ring right here, right now. 028 90 33 105. Double 7 66 105 105. Whatever you want to say, we'll cover it for you here on U105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Well, moving towards the news at 10 o'clock, it is quite a detailed statement from the EA. I'll read it all to you after the news at 10, but it does say that the EA will conduct an assessment of the walking route. However, this cannot take place until normal school time traffic patterns are in place. The process for the assessment of a walking route requires a number of site visits and will take a number of weeks to fully complete. In the interim, it remains a parental responsibility for the parents of non-eligible pupils to make their own arrangements to get their children to and from school. And where children do choose to walk, it is reasonably assumed that parents will act responsibly and ensure their child is accompanied and that the pedestrian rules of the Highway Code are adhered to. Just part of that statement from the EA, but we'll give you more detail in relation to the criteria after the news at 10 o'clock. Right, so the full statement from the EA in relation to St Mary's Brolla. The Education Authority's priority is to ensure the maximum number of eligible pupils, in black print, eligible pupils, can access school transport for the start of the new school year and is only able to provide concessionary transport to non-eligible pupils where spare seats are available on its fleet of school buses. The number of pupils travelling on school transport routes will vary on a year-to-year basis, and the availability of concessionary transport to any school cannot be guaranteed, and parents are advised of this. All eligible children have been allocated seats on services operating to St Mary's Brolla from September 2018, and in the absence of any spare capacity, the authority is unable to provide concessionary transport. The Education Authority will conduct an assessment on the walking route. However, this cannot take place until normal school time traffic patterns are in place. The process for the assessment of a walking route requires a number of site visits and will take a number of weeks to fully complete. In the interim, it remains a parental responsibility for the parents of non-eligible pupils to make their own arrangements to get their children to and from school. And where parents do choose to walk, it is reasonably assumed that parents will act responsibly and ensure their child is accompanied and that the pedestrian rules of the Highway Code are adhered to. And they add, it is also important to note that capacity and concessionary availability apply on a route-to-route basis. Eligible pupils must obviously be placed as a priority as per the legislation. So that's the response from the Education Authority. And I presume the people down in Fermanagh are still a little bit miffed because an empty bus or a bus with only two children drove past them this morning. And that would be part of their argument. But you can also understand the EA's argument as well in relation to eligibility and the general criteria. Right. No doubt it's one of these issues that will continue to rumble on until they get it resolved. In the meantime, the EA clearly saying that parental responsibility is of prime importance when it comes to the safety of those children walking to school. Your opinions, 02890 333 105.